Welcome back, everybody. Time to grab your gear and take to the road. We try and catch up. The entrepreneur is driving this new e-bike revolution. Hear some of the love stories of those riding along. How they got their way onto an electric bike. And today, well, we've got a story we've kind of heard before. Let's see if it's got a different twist to it. Bring in some Pedego dealers here who joined the e-bike revolution way back in the early days here. Sherry and Steve Pike. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us the tale of how you two met. You were in corporate America in medical devices. Is that true, Sherry? Is that where you guys, you work for, as it was McKesson? They're like a huge company that distributes medical devices or pharmaceuticals or something here?
Yep, that's right. McKesson Corporation, largest and oldest medical supply company in the world. So I was an account executive, got recruited from my hospital job back in Virginia to move out here to Arizona.
And Steve was doing what?
I was a salesman, and we worked in the same division, and that's kind of where we met. Sherry was a go-to gal, and that's kind of where we met.
Okay, the go-to gal. What's a go-to gal? That you go to because she knows all the answers here?
Exactly. Right.
All right. So you showed her a thing or two, I'm told. You got her onto mountain bikes and other things when she came from the east. And met you too, and suddenly you're off riding the West here like a couple of cowboys, only on a bike.
Yeah,
that's well, right.
We both started out, we were cyclists, and obviously, we had some things in common. Sherry was a road biker, and I was a mountain biker, and we rode in several MS rides, and Sherry rode in a AIDS ride, or maybe more than one. But we had a lot of stuff in common, and whenever we finally got together, I wasn't going to go road biking anymore, so I was trying to get her into mountain biking.
Right.
And the first thing I did was buy her a mountain bike, and she tried clipping into the pedals when she was riding, and she was always crashing.
a little different on a mountain bike. You gotta put your foot down once in a while here.
Right, yeah. Right. So. So then I decided I would get a mountain bike tandem. And so so we did that, and Sherry just closed her eyes on the back of the tandem. And, but anyway, we had a shared interest in bicycles, and we knew we wanted to do something together. So so here we are today.
But that's where you guys left it. You're just out riding bikes because you're in Arizona. You live near what? Glendale, Peoria. Where is Glendale? All I said is I remember a song by, I think it was Pure Prairie League or somebody like that. Somebody robbed the Glendale train about an old robbery in the Old West here or something. Is it like the Old West where you live?
Oh, it is the Wild, Wild West here in Arizona. Everybody's got a gun.
well, I don't know if we'll go there, but yeah.
Yeah, Glendale and Peoria are suburbs of the greater Phoenix metro area, kind of on the west side of town.
Okay. And, but there's lots of, as I recall, I've been to Phoenix a number of times, not in a number of years, but you got the Camelback Mountain, you got all sorts of stuff around there. So there's lots of places to go out and mountain bike, right?
Right. Yeah. There's lots of trails, lots of mountains, lots of hiking and biking. And
but
it's
Steve,
definitely a resort style out here.
Yeah. Sure. But Steve, you're in corporate America 25 years. This is not the path to open a little e-bike store. Were you just burned out? Were you retiring?
I was. Yeah. I've been in sales for probably 25 years. Then I was a product manager. If you know anything about McKesson, either are acquiring companies or divesting companies,
okay.
All the time. So
all right.
Sherry and I were in the same business unit at one point. Then they divested her company. They were kind of selling off pieces of our company and not hiring new people. And yeah. At the end of the day, our department had, we started with about 20 and I was the only person left. So wow. I was just getting frustrated and I just needed something new.
But new would be go to another competitor. New would be go to a startup in the field. New wouldn't be, hey, let's open an e-bike store. So talk about that, Sherry. You said you actually went to like a business broker or somebody and said, we're going to try opening our own little small business. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve was done. He was done with corporate America, wanted to work for himself. We started looking at small businesses. We started working with a broker, and she was giving us all these crazy companies that she thought we would be interested in buying, from a delivery service to tire retreading shop to pizza.
A tire retreading shop, Steve, that's my dream job.
It's everyone's.
So much mine, yeah. I wanted to get out of physical labor. You know, I don't want to do any of that anymore. I don't want to count, I don't want to manage people, although I do manage people now. Yeah. But anyway, I was just ready to get out of corporate America, period. And wanted to do something I loved. And thank God I had my wife, and she convinced me to, do something in bicycles. So
when did Pedego appear on your radar? When did electric bikes at all? Because there weren't, you're early adopters. You got into this like the summer of 2017. That's like 5 years ago. I don't think there were many e-bike shops around in 2017. It's grown rapidly.
Just one. And I started looking at, I told Steve, do something you're passionate about. You like cycling. Let's look at bike shops. So started doing some research. Came across Pedego, looked at their business model, and which is just amazing. And I'm like, this is really sounds too good to be true.
What did you like about the business model? We never really talk about that a whole lot on the show. Is I can guess, but you tell me, what was it that you thought, hey, this is the way to go?
Yeah, so they're not a franchise. Right. So you don't pay any franchising fees. We're all independent dealers. Pedego helps you be successful, because obviously when the dealers are successful, Pedego Corporate is successful. Right. They help with all your marketing and marketing materials. Just amazing company with a great product, quality product, great people at corporate. We went out to California, met with Don and team, and we're just like, oh my God, this is amazing. We've got to sign up right now before they change any of this.
Because people might assume it is a franchise. They all do look kind of the same. They have similar designs. They've all named Pedego. And yet they've done this unique thing where you are independent business people. You're a licensee. Right. You're not a franchisee. So that you have independence, but support. Am I correctly gauging the right balance here?
Right. Yeah. So, there's no upfront fees, there's no, percentage that you pay on a monthly basis. Basically, right. Your commitment to Pedego is to buy bicycles, and to provide excellent service, for your customers. It's just been a love fest, ever since we've started.
Let's talk about one more thing about it that I always thought was unique, and that is that the Pedego model, this independent dealer, but with a lot of support, somewhat like you'd get in a franchise system here, help you design, help you figure out the marketing, other sorts of things here. You're an independent dealer, but to license it, you're determining that you're only going to carry that product. That's not what most bike stores do. Most bike stores carry everything they can cram in the back.
Yeah, so that is one of the things our agreement with Pedego is that we only sell the Pedego brand bicycle, no other electric bikes.
I think it is Pedego more and more these days. I think it's been growing. They can change the name from Pedego to Pedego. But and I think that some people are wondering, can you commit to one brand? How did you feel about committing to just one brand? Does that make it easier to sell your products, or does that restrain you in some way? Because, I want to have this and this and this to cover all these different aspects of the market.
I think initially you think it might restrain you. In fact, one of the law clerks that we had initially that looked over the contract, that was his concern, was he felt we're being too limited.
Right.
So that was his only concern with the agreement that we were signing with Pedego, but it didn't turn out to be true, because I think what happens if, you're selling just the Pedego brand, you're saying, I am so convinced of the quality of this product. This is the only thing I'm going to carry and the only thing I'm comfortable selling to the consumer.
Right. What do you think of that, Steve? You're an old sales guy. Does that help the sales story? Does that show you're all in on the brand?
Absolutely. I mean, nobody else carries a 5-year warranty on their product. Nobody provides the support, that Pedego does. Like I said, Sherry said, we looked at several different opportunities, and Pedego by far was above and beyond everything else.
So you started off in 2017. What was it like? Was it a hard ride? Were you riding up the hill against the wind here? Were people saying, what the heck? Forget about Pedego. What's an electric bike? What's an e-bike? Was that a hard?
No, it It wasn't. I would say probably the most difficult part of starting up was finding the right size of storefront near a bike path. So, you know, we had the area that we wanted to be in, and we didn't want a huge footprint, but we had to be on a bike path.
Why is that such an important feature? And I'll be honest, I guess when you say that, you go, duh, that makes sense because you can take it out and try it. And you're in another thing, unique thing I always thought about Pedego is they really are pushing rent. It's an extra source of income for the dealers, and it's another way to try before you buy, which is a rarity when you just buy it over the internet. But why do you have to be near a trail? I've heard that so many times now, and it never occurred to me when we started this show. Oh, I'm going to open it near a trail. Why is that such
a part exactly.
of it?
So because rentals is a big part of the business. So sales, service, rentals is, are all part of the Pedego business model. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to be next to a trail or bike path, something that makes it very easy for your renters who, you know, a lot of times are not from your city or even your state.
Right. So particularly in Phoenix where people are visiting, a lot of tourists, it's a resort area and all that. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. All right. So you picked the trail and you set off on this path. And what did your friends say back in McKesson? What are you guys doing? You're leaving the security of a corporate world to the uncertainty of a mom and pop bike shop? Talk about that, Steve.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, you, not them.
I was, you know, second guessing my decision.
Yeah, I would.
But, you know, I did have, you know, one friend that thought I was absolutely crazy, you know. He wasn't a believer, you know, about e-bikes. He thought it was just kind of a passing fancy.
Fad. Somebody else will be a new fad next week here. And there have been fads. I've got a bunch of them in my garage. I talk about all the time. I think I've got some rowing machine that's up sitting up in the rafters, all sorts of fancy exercise stuff. I thought this is going to get me back in shape. And all it did is fill up more space in my garage here after a while.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, we joined in, I think it was July of 2017, you know, so or June of 2017, you know, going to the dealer meeting was incredible for us because we got to see other dealers getting different awards, learning about, you know, how much they were selling, what type of opportunities are out there. And that was a big factor, just, you know, kind of understanding where you could go, you know, with this stuff. And they've been a great support for us, you know, along the way. They helped us pick out the space, you know, they helped us negotiate the lease, you know, all that stuff. So it's,
because you've never had a small business. There's a lot of other aspects to running your own shop that you don't think about, like getting a lease, like doing your own marketing and stuff. How hard is it to market these things? What did you do, Sherry, in the beginning? You're the go-to girl. What? And he said, give me an answer. There's nobody walking in the door. What's the go-to answer here?
Right. So like Steve said, you know, Pedego was very supportive in our marketing efforts. You know, they helped us pay for some of our signage. They helped us pay for our delivery van. They helped us pay for the wrap of the van. So again, you know, they help us with all of our marketing. They pay for our business cards, all of our materials, our handouts to
I really didn't know they did all that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, help us with our website. So they really, you know, again, like I said, they're successful because we're successful.
Well, I must have been successful because 5 years later, you're still around. And I hear you just opened a second store. Tell me about that one, Steve.
Yeah, that store opened up. It's in Goodyear, Arizona. And we just opened up about a month ago. And it's about the same square footage as our little store here. You know, our store here is about 1,400 square feet.
Wow.
And last year, we did about $1.2 million. Our current store.
1,400 square feet, and you almost did and $1.2 million. I'm going to do the math, but that's a pretty high return per square foot there.
Right. And we're hoping there's going to be more, you know, out in Goodyear. So, there's a lot of growth out in Goodyear. It's in the West Valley. There's some retirement communities out there, a lot of new homes being built. Warehouses being built everywhere. It's one of the top 10 growing cities in the U.S. So
wow. And Goodyear, for the we were chatting beforehand, we were all asking, why is the name Goodyear in Arizona? And you said because they used to grow cotton that had something to do with tire manufacturing, the fibers or something, I guess, or something.
Right.
That's the story. Right. So Goodyear, another corporations are still chasing you, Steve. You're in Goodyear. That's a sounds like a company town to me here, named by a massive corporation.
No one's out in the middle of nowhere.
All right. So you got two stores. Where does this go? I mean, is this just it at this point in your career? And I hope this doesn't offend you, but you might be slowing down a little bit here. This might not be the desire to build an empire, but why build a second store?
I was wanting to retire, but apparently that's not Steve's plan.
He didn't.
Two is enough.
Yeah, well, Sherry has always wanted a house on the beach. And I told her, you know, we could probably afford a house on the beach in Texas or, you know, someplace like that. But she wants to be in California.
Yeah.
I said, well, if you want to retire and have a beach on the, you know, coast in California, we're not going to do it with one store. So I said, we're going to have to open up another store.
It's just basic retirement planning. That's all it is. Just basic exactly. retirement planning. All right. Just diversifying your investment portfolio here. Well, it sounds like a fascinating ride here. Has it been everything you thought it would be, Sherry? We'll start with you first.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Pedego's tagline is hello fun. So we've definitely been having fun. You know, not a stressful, or at least for me, not stressful. I'm only at Pedego once a week. So, you know, not a stressful job. It's a fun job. When I'm there, we have fun. I think Steve and his guys have fun when they're at work. And obviously, when I do retire from, again, my second corporate world job and work again full-time at Pedego, we'll just be having fun every day.
And what do? You work at a hospital as a volunteer coordinator?
I work at a hospital. I'm the volunteer coordinator here.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've almost got some volunteer coordinators that come to your company. I'm told you got one of the bigger, better brand ambassadors. These customers have become so passionate, they literally go out and tell the world about the products for you here. Is that true? Well, he stumbled into the store and had to say hi to you here. And that's what delayed the interview. He's so passionate about saying hi to you here.
Right. Rich is, so Pedego has an ambassador program where, you know, you have these customers that come in and they love their bikes so much. As a matter of fact,
they're fanatical about the bikes. Yeah.
Yeah. They have 17 bikes.
What?
Pedego bikes in their family.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so he's telling everybody, you know, about it. And so the ambassador program allows him to get a benefit from telling people about our bikes.
They earn some points or that they can use for gear or other sorts of things or services, I guess, or something.
Right. So it's a terrific program. And he's referred probably, I don't know, maybe $250,000 in bikes, you know, sales.
He's not a salesman, but he's there at your store like all the time. I mean, he doesn't just like call you up and say, "Hey, I got another one for you here." He hangs out.
Well, sometimes he comes down. Yeah. Right. He travels and he hands out business cards whenever they travel during the summer. And then he comes in here, you know, 3 days a week and, you know, helps out. And he's on his bike every single morning.
Wow. Well, this may amaze you, but my dad was an old car guy here. He was in charge of dealer relations for Chrysler Corporation, was a regional manager of various places. And that was their dream in the car business back in the 60s stuff. They used to call them bird dogs. Somebody would flush out a lead for you here. And you gave them a little spiff, as they say, $50 or something. And you tried to have little parties and get them excited. But it was pretty hard. It was just like one or two. Okay, maybe I'll tell my neighbor where I bought my Chrysler here. But they weren't out riding around town in the Chrysler passing out cars for the local Chrysler dealer. I don't think so. I mean, my dad never told me those stories. That was their dream. How do you get people so passionate they want to ride around and pass out your business cards here?
Well, we have two people, two gentlemen that bought bikes from us, and they work at my store now.
Oh, they love
their bikes. One of them was one of my first customers. His name is Dwayne, and he's been with us for about 4 years now. He bought a Ridge Rider. He absolutely loved it. He went on, you know, biked every single day. Everyone he saw, he talked about it, and he came in one day and said, "Do you need some help? Because I'm retired." And I said, well, sure. So he's been with us for about 4 years. And the other gentleman is Sean. He bought 3 bikes from us. And he loves them so much. He would come in like once a month to see what accessories we have. And one day, he's kind of semi-retired, moved here from Washington. And one day he asked me for a job. He's 44. And he's been with us for almost a year now. So and they just love it.
So this may surprise you, but when I bought my last Chrysler here, I stay in the family business here, it never occurred to me to not only drive around town and pass out the cards for the local Chrysler dealer, it sure never occurred to me to quit my day job and say, can I go work for you? This sounds like the coolest place in the world here. I may surprise you, but I just don't think that happens a whole lot in a whole lot of other products. It's part of the mystery of this whole pedago movement, and I think this whole e-bike movement.
Absolutely. I think so. It's just, you know, if you're having fun, you know, you might as well work, you know, where you're having fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like you're doing exactly that, and it's been fun having you on the show. Tell us where the 2 stores are located if anybody wants to stop by and have fun with you as well and just hang out with you.
Our original store, we opened in Glendale, and then we kind of outgrew it, so we moved to Peoria, which was just about not even 5 miles away. So the original store is called Pedago Glendale Peoria. And then our second store that we just opened is a little further west of us, kind of off the 10, headed to LA in Goodyear.
Because we know you're going west and eventually you're going to make it to California and live on the beach. So maybe you just do it in increments. The next one is like at the state border and the next one is in, I don't know, Palm Springs or something, you know, whatever. You just, well, there's a dealer there, sorry. But, you know, wherever it is, you got to find, you incrementally work your way west.
Right.
Yeah, I hear it. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, go west, young man. I heard that always worked a long time ago here. I guess it still works for you two and for others. Sherry and Steve, I don't think you realize what an amazing story this is, really. From corporate America to riding around an e-bike store with people so excited. Hey, can I refer you to my customers? Can I come work for you? Can I pass out your business cards? Can I? Sure. Why not? All right. Thanks so much for joining us here on today's episode of the Pedago Podcast. And there you have it, folks. Really, maybe I'm the only one who just finds this amazing and amusing, but I think it's all part of this ongoing e-bike revolution, and I love talking to the entrepreneurs driving it and the love stories of those riding along. Brought to you by Pedago Electric Bikes.